The last 6 years, as I have attended the ceremonies of inducting people into the Broadcasting Hall of Fame, again and again I have seen demonstrated examples of close friendships, dear friendships, significant friendships. As I thought about this, I came to the conclusion that though we may have close friends because of hunting and fishing excursions and close friendships from playing cards, our really dearest friends come from the people with whom we work. It is at our work that we find and make our closest friends. I think this is particularly true of three professions. The first one, the musicians. And I want to thank you fellows for playing so graciously Benny Hill's theme for my entrance. Musicians, the first group. The second group, professional athletic teams. And the third group is those in the broadcasting business. I think we have a little advantage over those athletic teams, however, because those of us in radio and television, very seldom do we have to work with Terrell Owens. But examine your friends for just a minute, your close friends. Who are they? At WCCO Radio and then later WCCO Television, we were family. We formed lifelong friendships, close friendships, personal friendships, personal family friendships. So much so that it was absolutely natural that when he heard about this induction tonight, Michael Card and his wife came here from California. Michael Card is Colin Card's son, Axel's son. Will you please stand, Michael? To show you how time passes, Michael Card is 5 years older than Colin was at the time of his death. But also at the table with Michael and his wife are Wally Green and his wife. Wally Green, to me, is the best salesman that WCCO Television ever had. And at another table are most of our children, great many of our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren, most of them are in bed by now. But I can join all of those inducted into the Hall of Fame tonight by saying that this is truly a significant occasion for me. Not only to me, but to my family as well. As an example, this is the first Saturday night in 65 years that there have been no Stoltzes at the Old Log Theater. But thank you for bestowing on me this honor. I treasure it, and I shall remember forever this night. Thank you.